Lesson 14. Dialogue.
Judy, you've just said that you can ride a horse. Can you drive too?
Oh yes, I've been driving for about 6 years now.
And have you got a car?
Oh, just an old banger, a very old, very small Volkswagen Beetle. I've had it for 4 years.
You must have a driving license to drive in Britain, isn't that right?
Oh yes, certainly. To get your license, you must pass a test, which isn't very easy. You have to learn the highway code, and you have to be able to drive properly. You can't drive without a license.
It's the same here. Do you travel a lot by car?
Just in and out of town. My car isn't very reliable, I'm afraid, so I don't take it on long journeys. It often breaks down, and I have to have it repaired. That takes time.
So why don't you buy a new car? One that's more reliable?
Well, you've got to earn quite a lot of money to do that. And then there's road tax and motor insurance. And don't forget that petrol's very expensive too. It's all a heavy burden on the budget. Anyway, I'm very sentimental about my old car.
What do you mean?
Oh, I've grown very fond of it. It's like an old friend now. I'd hate to get rid of it.
Do you enjoy driving around London?
Not really. The traffic has become much worse over the past 10 years, and the drivers are very bad-tempered.
Tell me, Judy, is London air very polluted? Is the fog really as bad as they say?
Well, yes. The so-called smog is quite bad.
Pardon? The so-called what?
Well, what we call smog is, in fact, smoke, plus the notorious London fog.
Oh, I see. I think it's mostly cars that pollute the air.
I disagree, I'm afraid. The exhaust fumes are dangerous, of course, but there's a wide campaign in Britain now to use lead-free petrol and better air filters. The situation's getting better, but obviously we still need even tighter control.
As for me, I don't like cars. I prefer the bicycle. It's ecologically clean, and it's also very good for your health.
I love cycling too, and I often go cycling in the country and in the park near my home. But I can hardly imagine riding a bicycle in a big city like Moscow, particularly in the rush hour traffic.
True. That would be reckless, if not suicidal, because you don't have special cycling paths like some European cities.
Besides, many of your drivers are absolutely crazy. Traffic rules don't seem to exist for them. When it comes to driving, they're as bad as the impatient and hot-blooded Italians. Sometimes even worse.
Well, I understand and share your enthusiasm about the bicycle. But I think that cars are okay, ecologically speaking. The real problem is industrial waste. We should use better air and water filters in factories and plants, and we need much stricter regulations there.
Have you heard about cars running on solar batteries and cars using, guess what, sunflower oil?
Are you kidding, Svetlana? I've heard about cars using solar energy, but as for sunflower oil, that must be some kind of joke or publicity stunt.
Perhaps, but I think I've heard it myself in one of the TV programmes.
Don't always believe everything you hear or see in print. It could have been an April Fool's Day joke.
Judy, we have a Greenpeace office in Moscow now. Is the Greenpeace movement strong in Britain?
Oh yes, it's quite active. There are many ecologically minded people in the UK.
I know you're a Londoner, Judy. How long have you been living there?
Oh, quite some time. I moved to London from Cardiff 5 years ago. I've been living there since my graduation.
But you still say that you are Welsh.
Oh yes, I'm of Welsh origin. I come from Wales.
And how long have you been teaching?
Well, let's see. I graduated from university 5 years ago, and I started teaching right away. So I've been teaching for about 5 years now.
Do you enjoy it?
Oh yes, most of the time. Teaching's like any other job. There are good days and there are bad days. But on the whole, I enjoy my job, and I hope I'll continue to enjoy it.